Good morning, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Friday, August 14th. Today is National Creamsicle Day. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital. Coming up, a missing person alert ends with good news. A Mono County deputy is honored for two very different acts of service, and Mono County has a new tool for wildfire cleanup that looks simple, but solves a much bigger problem. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. We begin with good news. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office says Jasmine Andreas has been located and is safe. A feather alert had been activated this week by the California Highway Patrol on behalf of the Sheriff's Office after Jasmine was last seen in Mammoth Lakes. No further details were released in the update. A Mono County deputy was honored this week for something that could have ended very differently. During Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting in Bridgeport, Sheriff Ingrid Braun presented Deputy Jason Pelichowski with the Mono County Sheriff's Office Life-Saving Award. The award recognizes his actions during the catastrophic pack fire near McGee Creek on November 13, 2025. According to the Sheriff's Office, Pelichowski encountered Highway 395 covered in flames and blinding smoke. Inside that smoke, he found a disabled semi-truck with a panicked driver trapped inside. Pelichowski drove into the smoke, reached the driver, and pulled him to safety. Sheriff Braun also presented him with an FBI Director certification for his investigative work and rapid response during a 2020 double homicide investigation. The Sheriff's Office says Pelichowski represents the highest standards of courage and service. Green waste may not sound like a wildfire story, but in Mono County, it is now part of the prevention strategy. County officials held a ribbon cutting this week for a new commercial-scale air curtain burner at the Pumice Valley Landfill. The system is designed to process woody vegetation and green waste from wildfire mitigation, defensible space, and land management work. Mono County says the equipment can safely eliminate 3 to 5 tons of green waste and hazardous fuels per hour. The burner uses high-temperature combustion, and a curtain of air to reduce smoke and particulates compared with traditional open pile burning. It also helps keep bulky green waste out of the landfill, extending the landfill's life. You know, pets have a way of turning small questions into full investigations. Is that limp new? Was that cough normal? Did the cat skip dinner because something is wrong or because the cat is simply a cat? Well, Bishop Veterinary Hospital helps local families get real answers for the animals they love, from regular checkups to those moments when pets look at you and you know something is off. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for Eastern Sierra pets and the humans who worry about them. Thank you to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring this newscast. Discovery Point Kids Elementary Academy Preschool and Early Learning Center has been granted accreditation status by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. The school completed a detailed report and hosted a visit by fellow educators who reviewed its programs, student learning, and areas for growth. Director Shana Johnson said accreditation is more than a designation. It's a commitment to continuous improvement and excellence. The California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment has issued a fish consumption advisory for Twin Lakes in Mono County. The advisory provides safe eating guidance for brown trout, rainbow trout, and sucker species based on mercury levels found in fish. The recommendations vary by age and sex, so anyone who catches and eats fish from Twin Lakes should review the guidance before eating their catch. California fourth grade families can now sign up for the free fourth grade pass. The pass gives incoming California fourth graders in public school free vehicle day use access to 54 participating state parks. Oh, how weird. I'm going into fourth grade myself. That'll work out really well. The sign-up period now opens at the beginning of August, and the pass is valid through August 31st of the following year. Parents or guardians can apply through reservecalifornia.com. The Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance 5K Fun Run and Walk is set for Saturday, October 17th at Bishop City Park. Bishop Fire is selling $10 raffle tickets for a chance to drive the 250th anniversary of the United States of America car in the Destruction Derby. That sounds awesome. And Bishop Adult Soccer registration is open with fees due August 20th and play beginning August 28th. Unfortunately, we have an obituary to read here, and it's a personal friend of mine, so I want to get this out with all due respect. Karen Denise West, age 66, was born on December 18, 1959, in San Bernardino, California. She passed peacefully at her home on Sunday, August 9, 2026, surrounded by her family. She and her husband, Philip West III, married May 24, 1980, and together they built a life centered around God, love, and family throughout their 46 years of marriage. She was preceded in death by her parents, John Robert Ohl and Peggy Jean Roby, and her older brother, David Ohl. She is survived by her loving husband, Phil, her daughter, Cheryl Pena, her son-in-law, Fred Pena, her son, Philip West IV, her daughter-in-law, Nicole West, her beloved grandchildren, Palin, Logan, and Landon, and her twin brother, Carl Ohl. Her family had deep roots in the American West, with both pioneer Native American ancestry and connections to the Transcontinental Railroad, Colonel George Armstrong Custer and Buffalo Bill Cody. This remarkable family history was a meaningful part of her story. Karen will be remembered for her strength, her sense of humor, and the deep love she had for her family. She will be deeply missed and lovingly remembered. Karen's family would like to thank all those who knew and loved her for their kindness, love, and support. A simple graveside service will take place on Tuesday, August 18th at 1 p.m. at East Line Street Cemetery, 2000 Palita Road, Bishop, California. All who knew and loved Karen are welcome to attend. And our condolences to the West family from us here at Eastern Sierra Now. Before we head to the community calendar, here's one ESN reminder for the day. Not every local story fits in a quick headline. That's why Eastern Sierra Now is on YouTube. That is where we can go longer. Interviews, community conversations, local issues, event coverage, public information, and stories that deserve more than a scroll by. So when you want the deeper version of what is happening in Inyo and Mono counties, subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube. It helps grow local coverage, supports the work, and makes sure the stories of the Eastern Sierra do not disappear into the algorithm after 12 minutes. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Some meals are made for one person quietly eating in the car. Copper Top's not that kind of meal. This is a picnic table food. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring the crew, and bring the person who says, they're not that hungry, right before stealing half your fries. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Bring company, bring appetite, leave happy. Here's what's coming up. King Lear continues at Eagle Lodge in Mammoth Lakes through August 16th. The Blue Heron Project has farm stand hours Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mammoth Wine Weekend continues with wine pairing dinners Friday, followed by the Wine Walk Saturday in the village at Mammoth. Sierra Forever offers free nature walks around Horseshoe Lake every Saturday in August from 10 a.m. to noon. The California Native Plant Society Bristlecone Chapter holds its fall plant sale Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at White Mountain Research Center in Bishop. Inyo Council for the Arts hosts its free Investing in Artists session Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, covering budget and estate planning for, you guessed it, artists. And the U.S. Air Force Band of the Golden West will present a free concert Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Bishop City Park. Now, here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. After a weird little monsoon chapter, Friday looks like the reset button. Damn it. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, expect sunshine with just a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms, a high near 87 and a nighttime low around 52. Saturday and Sunday look sunny with highs near 89 and 90. That is still warm, but compared to last week, the valley is at least pretending to be reasonable. In Mammoth Lakes, Friday is sunny and cool for August with a high near 69. Saturday comes in near 70, Sunday near 71 with breezy southwest winds at times. So the weekend looks much friendlier. Good for markets, music, wine walks, plant shopping, and maybe standing outside without immediately questioning your life choices. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Friday, August 14th. Thank you to the Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's newscast, and to Copper Top Barbecue, as always, for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, interviews, event coverage, weather, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Friday. Stay safe and enjoy your weekend here in the lovely Eastern Sierra.